This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new report on last month's cluster of human H5 avian flu cases in Colorado urges U.S. public health agencies be ready to respond to cases in agricultural workers who often have limited access to health care. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A weekly report from the CDC focused on a group of farm workers infected after they euthanized millions of infected chickens on two Colorado farms. More than 600 workers were screened. About one in six reported symptoms like pink eye. Nine tested positive for the H5 avian flu, and 19 tested positive for COVID-19. The report says the cases highlight the risk to people in close contact with infected animals. It urges using multilingual teams to test and screen workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Meanwhile, flu vaccines will be available as early as next week at some clinics and drugstores in Colorado. And a fresh round of COVID vaccines are coming, too. Taman Osborne Roberts, a family physician in Aurora, says if possible, do it all in one visit.
Folks may not necessarily want to, but we do recommend that folks get vaccinated for both COVID and flu at the same time.
Dr. Osborne Roberts also recommends the RSV vaccine for adults 75 and older or those 60 to 74 who have certain high-risk medical conditions. He says the COVID vaccine won't always prevent you from getting the virus, but it will decrease the severity of symptoms and the possibility of developing long COVID. In Vail, partly cloudy this afternoon with temps in the 60s. Tomorrow, scattered storms with highs in the 50s. This is CPR News.